This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As we've studied one day in the life of David, as described in 1 Samuel 25, we saw that no man is an island to himself. People around us will be impacted by what we do or don't do. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10:10, "These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us." As this day unfolded, there were a number of scriptures, both commands and promises, that we highlighted. Let's review them so we don't forget them. Paul wrote in Ephesians 4:26, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." David obviously didn't take steps to curtail his anger. In fact, he planned to vent his anger throughout the night. He felt insulted in an unjust fashion, and he was. But his reaction went well beyond what was justified. In response to Nabal's insult, David was going to wipe out all the men in his household. Most, if not all, were innocent. It's implied the collateral damage could have included Abigail. That's why even when anger is justified, we shouldn't let it simmer too long. Anger tends to exaggerate what prompted it. It also tends to take things into our own hands. Revenge is God's prerogative. In fact, we are commanded in Romans 12:19, "Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord." God is always just in what he does. We often overreact. That leads to having innocent blood on our hands. Paul challenges us, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good."